Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
This is Retirement for Living, powered by Belmont Capital Advisors. This show is designed to help the good, hardworking residents here in the Charlotte area build comfortable retirements and lasting family legacies. Now, Retirement for Living.
And it's all powered by Belmont Capital Advisors. And coming up this weekend, your summer laziness is giving your plan sunburn and how those new neighbors could negatively affect your strategy. 704-946-7000, belmont-capital.com. My name is Mark Owens. Joe Pat, how you doing this weekend?
Good, Mark. Hope everybody else out there is staying cool and doing well this weekend as well.
You know what? You said it. Staying cool. We are in the thick of it now, Joe Pat. Summer is here, and that's actually where I want to start this weekend, because does it feel like that we get complacent, we get lazy when the temperatures go up with our finances, with our budgets, with our portfolio in the summer months?
Well, you know, Mark, Duke Energy just sent me a reminder of my laziness come in as, a pretty hefty power bill this month. So, we're all reminded by that inflation, and we're reminded by summer. A lot of times we run the AC and things a little bit more. So not only are we seeing higher prices at the grocery stores, we're just seeing inflation everywhere. But on top of that, if you haven't been paying attention, you're probably going to be getting a little bit higher power bill because of that, all that AC kicking in.
I call it a comfortable tax, because I will pay the extra to be comfortable so I don't sweat when I sleep.
Most of us would also do that, and I am definitely in that crowd as well.
Yeah, so Joe Pat, you know, now that we are into it, we're into summer now, what are some of the things that we, regarding our finances, we don't need to lose sight on that tend to happen?
During this summer, and this year in particular, we've seen the markets really bounce back in a great way. So that's been very, very positive. And so it would be very easy to take your eye off of the ball here. So unfortunately, we have what's called a inverse yield curve going on. And so a lot of folks and a lot of the news out today shows that the economy is still slowing. That inverted yield curve has always led to a recession since 1978. So folks, 100% of the time since 1978, an inverted yield curve leads to a recession. So the point here is, you know, you might be kind of thinking everything's okay. Sure, the power bill went up, things like that. But don't take your eye off the finances, because right now could be the greatest time to kind of lock in some of those returns, do a rebalance, and make sure, especially for those folks in retirement, you want to make sure you can lock in those higher rates. Those interest rates are higher than we've ever seen. And we have the stock market that has rebounded greatly. So, folks, if you haven't had a portfolio review, if you haven't sat down with your advisor, or you need to sit down with your advisor, that's what we're making available for you today. We'll be talking a lot more about that inverted yield curve and what that means to you, and most importantly, your income in retirement.
704-946-7000. That's how you reach out to Joe Patteroom and the team at Belmont Capital Advisors. Take advantage of that complimentary one-page retirement income plan, which we'll get to throughout the show here this weekend. And you know, it's funny you said that about maybe now is the right time to sit down and do a full portfolio review. I want you to hear this clip from Christine Benz of Morningstar. She says now is the right time to take a look at your strategies.
If you're someone who is already retired, the best check on the health of your plan is your current withdrawal rate. So do a little bit of a check on where you are year to date in terms of your withdrawals. The nice thing is we're only halfway through the year. There's still time to do a little bit of a course correction if it turns out for whatever reason you've been spending a little bit more than you would have liked for the first half of the year.
So what do you look for in that mid-year review, Joe Pat?
Well, she's talking about a course correction. That to me sounds like pulling back my spending. I don't know about you, Mark, but I don't like to pull back my spending, especially when I'm getting a higher power bill right now, right?
Right.
So one of the things we've been looking at for our folks is, you know, where can we get you some extra income? What are some things that we can do? And believe it or not, because of these higher fixed rates, there's different ways and there's opportunities available today where we can actually give more income to folks and actually give them a raise. And right now, folks, if you haven't had a raise, you need a raise. If no one has reviewed your portfolio and looked, where is it possible? Because listen, a lot of bond funds out there have low yields. And right now with CDs paying 5.5%, treasuries over 5% as well. There's a lot of opportunity out there to potentially give these folks that need that extra income. So perhaps instead of having to pull back the budget, maybe we could ramp up the income for you in retirement. So folks, if that's you, don't forget, give us a call. We have operators standing by today, 704-946-7000, 704-946-7000. Tell them you would like that one-page portfolio review to see if you can get some extra income out of your portfolio. Again, 704-946-7000. There's no cost or obligation. If you've saved over $500,000 or more towards your retirement in your life savings, give us a ring.
And you can always get more information when you visit the team online at belmont-capital.com. The main office, 123 North Main Street, just 10 minutes from the Charlotte Airport, 20 minutes from downtown Charlotte, plus the new office in Cornelius. So you can meet with the team at Belmont at a time and a place that's convenient to you and your schedule. 704-946-7000. Quick break and back with more. This is Retirement for Living with Joe Badarup.
You've worked hard and got a paycheck every 2 weeks, but now you're thinking about retiring and wondering, how can I keep that going? The team at Belmont Capital Advisors can show you by creating a one-page retirement income plan. It's complimentary and only takes about an hour, and you'll get the answer you need for retirement. Call 704-946-7000. That's 704-946-7000. And at belmont-capital.com.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to Retirement for Living with Joe Pat Root.
Exclusively this weekend for our radio audience, it's the one-page retirement income plan from Joe Pat Root and the team at Belmont Capital Advisors. So if you've saved $500,000 or more for your retirement, spread across a savings, 401k, pension, IRA, give the team a call. Let's sit down. Take advantage. It's a one-page retirement income plan where Joe Pat and the team, they want to customize a plan or take a look at your plan to see what adjustments need to be made. Most importantly, cost you nothing to make the phone call. 704-946-7000. And it costs nothing to sit down with Joe Pat and the team. 704-946-7000. Joe Pat, when you hear the S&P 500 is up about 15% this year, now that sounds like the market is getting back on solid ground. But 90% of those gains are fueled by seven tech stocks, and they're known as the Magnificent Seven. That includes Apple, Microsoft, Meta. They're really propping up the market because of their development in AI. So do you see this as a problem? Do you see this as like this could be a bad thing for the future of the S&P?
Well, so if you have a properly diversified portfolio, Mark, it really skews the numbers because, sure, you can just go out and buy the S&P 500. But listen, there's a lot of folks out there that their goal for their investments might be income. It might be preservation of capital. You know, the S&P 500 tends to move a little bit like a roller coaster. And one of the negative things about the S&P 500, there's not very much dividend income. Right. So, you know, Apple, Amazon, historically not really big dividend payers. Alphabet, Meta. I mean, these are not companies that have traditionally paid out a lot of income. So you could be missing out, but yet you're still properly diversified. You're wondering, why is the market doing so well? So that's why these seven stocks. Here's the deal. Here's what I want someone to tell me. What are the Magnificent Seven of 2024 and 2025? Now, think about that for a second, folks. Sure, we're looking backwards today. We're in the rearview mirror and we're saying, yes, that S&P 500 is up pretty good. We're happy about that. And if you're wondering why your portfolio is lagging, maybe it is properly diversified. Maybe you do need a second opinion. Maybe it's not. We don't know. But that Magnificent Seven has been really the driving force. This year, it's been the AI. So technology, that artificial intelligence technology and the investments of these companies have really driven a lot of market value there. So there was an article in the Wall Street Journal that I want to pull these two things together here. And this article in the Wall Street Journal, it was called America's Retirees Are Investing More Like 30-Year-Olds. So I want to think about this for a second. How many folks out there own the S&P 500? And folks, this is not a slight against the 500 at all. It is a well-diversified index, and today it's very popular. You can buy the index to Vanguard, Fidelity, you know, almost any online broker or non-online broker. And so, but interestingly enough, nearly half of Vanguard's 401k investors actively managing their money. That was over age 55. So think about this. If you're over age 55, you're setting your sights on, you might be marking off the calendar. How soon am I going to retire? How many days do I have left? And of those over age 55 held more than 70% of their portfolio in stocks. Now, here's what's interesting. In 2011, only 38% did so. Now, over at the other big company, Fidelity, nearly 4 in 10 investors, age 65 to 69, hold two-thirds of their portfolio in stocks. So think about this for a second. If you're between the age of 65 and 69, holding two-thirds of your investments, here's what's interesting, Mark. A lot of these folks don't even know if they own the Magnificent Seven or not, because they're all in funds. And in many cases, when we have folks come in, we do this X-ray analysis. We look under the hood. We look at the ETFs. We look at the mutual funds you own. And then we can tell you, do you realize that 30% of your portfolio is in Microsoft and Meta or Facebook? And they're like, no way. Those are high-risk technology stocks. And we're like, yeah, that's why we're doing this analysis, to help you understand, are you diversified or not? Now, in the taxable brokerage account, still going back to this article, America's retirees are investing more like 30-year-olds. And we're talking about retirees. So this is folks between age, you know, north of 55, basically between 55 and above, that have retired. So over at Vanguard, in taxable brokerage accounts, one-fifth of investors 85 or older have nearly all of their funds in stocks, up from 16% in 2012. So folks, are you acting your age? You know, there's an old rule, and I think, you know, it's a very, very simple rule. Age minus 100. That is the amount of your portfolio that could be appropriate for stocks today. So every year you get older, you take 1% off of that stock portfolio, and you put it into the preservation, fixed income, things that are more sure and less risky. But Americans are acting just the opposite. They're not acting your age. And I know how many of us, whenever we were 13 or 14 or even 5 years old, did you get a finger shaken at you and said, Sonny, act your age, right?
Well, I still get older. That in my 40s. What are you talking about?
So I think folks need to look and you know, maybe point at themselves. And this, here's the thing, Mark. We want folks to have an honest assessment of where they actually are. So we're not picking on anybody. We're not saying good or bad here, but these are just facts. These are very large scale facts. And we want to help people have an individualized plan. And if your plan calls for 80% in stocks, hey, let's do it. Let's find the best way to have a diversified stock portfolio. But what if your plan calls for more income? And what if you actually want preservation of capital? Now, we don't pretend to know what you want here at Belmont Capital. That's why we do that one-page retirement income plan. We want to understand you. We want to understand your family. You know, we have clients who want to die broke. I know that's hard to believe, but they literally want to get their last check and be owing the undertaker on the way out. And then I have just the opposite. I have other folks who want to die and leave a legacy. They want to put a building in their name at their alma mater. They want to leave their children millionaires, whatever that is. We don't judge. We just help you with your goals. And we're always looking at taxes. We're always looking at income. What is the best strategy to optimize from a portfolio standpoint and a tax standpoint? And don't forget estate planning. As these things potentially pass on to your heirs, what is also the most tax efficient way there? So just a real quick story, something that happened this week. Some folks come in and we were talking about their investments. We were looking at their funds and they kept asking me, which fund is better? And I kept going back to, what is your goal? And I said, you know, each fund has a different experience. It's like going to Disney World. You can ride the roller coaster. You can ride the merry-go-round. Each one has a different experience. And I'm trying to help you get the experience you want and the goal that you're going for in the end. And so interestingly enough, what we learned when I really understood what they were trying to accomplish, they were trying to pass assets to their family in the most tax-efficient way so that their children could inherit what they'd worked so hard for. And what they were doing was the opposite of that. And we were having the wrong conversation talking about funds. We needed to be talking about taxes, estate planning, and how to best optimize so that that future generation is not hurt in taxes. And so in the end, we were able to really, really give them some solid advice about, hey, this is how we can get you to where you're going. And so that's what's really key, folks. If you want someone that's really going to listen to your goals, your desires, where your family's at, and help understand what's important. What are the important decisions to make? Is it picking the right fund? Is it choosing the right advisor? How do we pull these things together? So today is day one of your plan. You call 704-946-7000, 704-946-7000. You're going to tell them whenever you call in that you want a meeting with Joe Pat and one of his team members. So we have CFPs on staff, Taylor Lee, Elena Sanders, really, really great folks. Some really great advisors here. We'll pull together. You're going to meet with us when you come in. We're all fiduciaries. We're all required to act in your best interest always. So that's a requirement of the firm. So 704-946-7000. For the first five callers, if you've saved over $500,000 or more, we would love to help you with your one-page retirement income plan. Help you understand, are you making the right decisions? Do that x-ray analysis. Do you have too much of the Magnificent Seven in your portfolio, if it's even a thing these days? What we're going to do is do the x-ray analysis, help you understand where you are, what stocks you might be over-concentrated in, what your risks are, and most importantly, help you with that plan.
You can meet the team as well when you visit Belmont-Capital.com and get specific directions to both the offices of Belmont Capital Advisors. Let's help protect those assets and create an income stream for your retirement. From Joe Paterup and the team at Belmont Capital Advisors, 704-946-7000. Quick break and back with more. This is Retirement for Living with Joe Paterup.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to Retirement for Living with Joe Paterup, all powered by Belmont Capital Advisors. 704-946-7000, Belmont-Capital.com. This was the music that Candace Owens came out to. And Joe Pat, excited to see you and the team at a great event that we were a part of where Candace was our keynote speaker. And what were your original takeaways from what she told the audience?
Well, you know, I've obviously seen Candace on TV and heard her commentary and things like that, but I'd really never heard her personal story. I know she's put out a book and things like that. I just had not read any of those things. So I was very, very impressed with her story. She just sort of told us, she didn't get political. I didn't feel she got political about anything. She just gave us a lot of facts, mostly about her upbringing and how she was raised and how much an impact her grandfather had on her life. And, you know, I think about that in my own life and how much of an impact my two different grandfathers. I was lucky enough to know my mom and dad, both of their parents very well, and how different each one of them were. But her grandfather had a very, very big impact on her life and how she believes today, you know, how he guided her then as a young lady. So I thought that was a really interesting story there about him being someone to look up to in her life. And we all have those figures. But I think we have some great clips that the listeners would probably like to hear from whenever we got to meet and talk to her over in Nashville.
Yeah, we were part of a great roundtable discussion with Candace Owens. And speaking of family, here she is talking about how one of your biggest investments needs to be in your family.
The number one advice that I have is to invest in your family. And I think what I said out on stage today, which is just to realize that those investments, they seem small, but those are the biggest investments that you can make. You see people that are trying to grapple with how they can impact the world and they haven't yet successfully impacted their own home. And that's always what I say. I can't control the world. I can't control government policies that are changing every single day, but I sure can control what goes on in my household. And if every single person developed that mentality and said, what can I do in my own household? What can I implement in my own household? What won't I allow in this household despite what's going on in the world? We would see changes not just in America, but all across the globe.
You know, when I think about that, I think of Jordan Peterson, and one of his 12 rules for life was clean your room. And it's really that same principle there of sort of looking back in and saying, how can I make myself better? How can I make our home better? So when you're a leader of a family, as a father or a mother, how can you have a more solid impact on your children? Because that impact is going to be with them forever. And we talk about on this radio show all the time about, you know, retirement planning, wealth and happiness and all of these things. But without your family, without those core pieces there and having that happy home place, and that really the only way to do that, and think about this, folks, this is not Democrat, Republican, anything. The way for you to have the biggest impact is to clean up your own house, to work on, you know, making yourself better and cleaning your own bedroom, cleaning up your own house, and, you know, really being that figure and making an impact at home before we try to step out into the public stage and try to clean up all that. Because it's impossible for me to clean up your bedroom.
Right.
It's impossible for us to get out there and do that. But what I can do is I can go home and my wife Gail and I, you know, we can lead the right example. We can do the right things inside our home to have the right impact. We can lead our children. We can go to church on Sunday. You know, all of those core values that we want to have in our home, that is up to us, and we can do that. And that's only happens. That only happens inside the home. And I think so many times that's forgotten. And so whatever it is, you know, last week I had an uncle who passed away, and in his obituary, it said he was a lifelong liberal and humanitarian. And I can just remember, we did not agree on politics, but you know what? He was able to work within his house, his own house, and support that agenda. And so whatever your agenda is, folks, that you feel deeply and passionately about, you can control that within your house, and you can make a difference within. So whether that's, you know, being far right, being far left, which I'm not for either one of those, but for me, it's having a relationship with not only my family, but with the one above, with Jesus Christ, and, you know, making sure that that is an important part. Now, that's important in our house. I don't know what's important in yours, but for us, that's one of the core values that we want to bring home, that we want to make sure our children are raised in a Christian home. And those are the things that we're trying to do, just speaking personally for myself, for our children, making sure that they have those core values when they grow up, they can pass that on to their loved ones as well.
Here on Retirement for Living, we talk about the aspects of putting a plan together. That includes the income plan, legacy and estate planning, and a tax efficiency plan. Here's more from Candace Owens, where she describes what she would do with our taxes if she were elected to office.
The answer to taxes is to always lower them or abolish them, because taxation is theft, and it is really unbelievable. You know what I also might do is implement a policy where people actually get to see how they're spending their taxes. I think it's ridiculous that I can log on to Chase Bank and see how I'm spending my money, and yet we don't have access, a clear access in terms to how the government is spending our money. And I think that if more people were engaged in that way, as if it were their own money, because it is their own money, they would vote differently.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's like, okay, so we're going to abolish all of the college debt and that sort of thing. So it just moves from one balance sheet to another. It moved off of these folks who have not paid down their college debt and onto the taxpayers' balance sheet. And then all of us working folks have to pay that off. And so that means more taxes, more money coming out of everybody's paycheck to pay for a debt that someone else didn't. So, yeah, I really like what she had to say there.
More from Candace Owens talking about maybe now is not the right time to invest in the market.
Things aren't doing well. We're not in a good economic state right now in this country. And so I always think that the greatest investment you can make is in yourself, in trying to start something for yourself so that you aren't relying on markets and things that are so volatile all the time. And so finding out what it is that you're good at, making actual investments in what you want to do, trying to start a small business. I mean, I can't encourage entrepreneurship more, and making sure that within your own household, by the way, you're starting that early. Like I already think, my son's only two, but I'm like, when I see it snows once in Nashville, I'm calculating he's going to be breaking people's lawns and mowing people's lawns and things of that nature. Inspire people to become entrepreneurs and not to rely on the market so much, which are so volatile.
Joe Batch, you mentioned there maybe now is the time to invest in being a small business owners, and you work with a lot of small businesses. You know, how are they feeling the pinch of the current volatile market?
Well, you know, Mark, we are a small business. Belmont Capital, I founded it in 2009. So Belmont Capital was founded in 2009, I started it basically with a shoestring. It was a tough time in my life, about a stage that I was going through. But really, looking back on that, it was the best thing to ever happen to me. And now we fast forward today. We are, you know, well over 10 years old. We're employing other people. We have other financial advisors. We are on the radio sharing our story. So talk about a success story. And I have a really hard time saying that because I don't really like bragging. Mm-hmm. But being an entrepreneur is something that we talk to these folks all the time. And it's really when you put in your blood, sweat, and tears. And folks, when it comes to being an entrepreneur, you are going to give up all three of those: blood, sweat, and tears. But the happiness and the joy whenever you have a business that you have created is unmatched. The thing that I love about our business is we're bringing a service to one of the most needed areas and that is folks in retirement, folks that no longer can go out and work. They've retired, and we need to make sure that they get that lifetime guaranteed income, that they have income, they have a plan to give them the decency, the dignity that they need to finish out their life without running out of money.
704-946-7000, Belmont-Capital.com. Reliving some of the moments we had with Candace Owens, a great event we were part of up in Nashville. And one more for you, Joe Padroop, where she talks about how the importance in a relationship that both members of a marriage need to be involved in the finances.
Everybody's household runs differently. I actually come from a private equity background. And I think what's interesting, though, is that now that I'm married, you know, we kind of have our own categories. And my husband tends to the finances, but I keep my finger on the finances and I always know what's going on. These are the sorts of discussions that you should be having with your partner. You should never be in the dark when it comes to your finances. And, you know, these are conversations that you have right when you get married. I remember having that conversation. It's such a weird phase when suddenly you two are becoming one.
Right.
A lot of people are abstaining from family because they're climbing the corporate ladder. And actually, things get remarkably easier once you become married and you're able to blend your finances together and set realistic goals. But those conversations have to happen at the beginning of any relationship.
You talk about it a lot, the importance of communication with your finances in a marriage.
Yeah, communication in a marriage is always the most critical, whether it's finances, love, children, all of those things, religion, all of those things. Communicate, communicate, communicate. And especially with finances, typically, as she said, one of the couples takes the reins. 68% of the times, believe it or not, folks, it's the female that is actually taking the financial reins. But having an engagement and making sure that each partner is involved is really, really critical, because you never know which one of you might pass away first. So you really need to make sure that you know what's going on, you know where the assets are, and you have that relationship in place. And that's something we, you know, we always encourage that here. That's why we say, when you come in and talk to us here at Belmont Capital, you know, we realize that, you know, one of you might be the money person. You might make all the financial decisions, but we really want the engagement, because it does impact both of you. And believe it or not, having that spouse's opinion as to, do you like these folks? Do you like how they're doing business? Do you get a warm and fuzzy feeling whenever you talk to them? Because you never know when the other partner might be gone and you would be the one left talking to us. And so we want to make sure that that relationship is solid, that communication is in place, and that, again, we have that plan to fall back on, knowing where you are today, where you're headed. And we've already planned, folks. Part of this one-page plan is, you know, someday one of you might not be here. And we want to make sure that when that happens, it's not a financial disaster.
704-946-7000. Take advantage of that complimentary one-page retirement income plan. We're always online, Belmont-Capital.com. Quick break, and we're back with more. This is Retirement for Living with Joe Padroop.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to Retirement for Living with Joe Padroop. It's all powered by Belmont Capital Advisors. If you want to take advantage of the one-page retirement plan this weekend, it's pretty easy. Give the team a call at 704-946-7000. We have a representative standing by. Not a voicemail. It's not AI, it's a human being. You'll talk to them, they'll get you on the calendar to sit down with Joe Padroop, one of the great team members from Belmont Capital Advisors. And of course, you can always get all this information, see all the services they offer when you visit Belmont-Capital.com. And Joe Pad, I ran across a rather shocking statistic about you and what you do in your industry, because over 90% of financial advisors don't even make it 3 years. And the most common reason they quit are lack of fulfillment, difficulty finding clients, and just straight burnout. Now, you've been doing this for a hot minute, but so what's the difference about you and your approach that's helped you last this long?
You know, Mark, maybe I'm just stubborn, but I started in 1992 in Huntington, West Virginia, at a company many people have not heard of. It's called Merrill Lynch. But, you know, Merrill Lynch was known in the old days for training the street. And I've always just taken a liking to this industry. And I really like sitting down with people, helping them understand. And I get a personal high when I can help people make better decisions, when I can help them pay less in taxes and really help them in that retirement mode. But let's go back to that a second. Those facts that you just put out, the average financial advisor probably makes, I think the average these days is pretty much $100,000 a year, maybe a little less. Those in the beginning stages is probably a lot less. So there's many other jobs that they can bounce over to that would pay them more income, maybe over $100,000 for their skills, their knowledge, their license. And so when you come into this field, there is, it's a little bit of paying your dues and you have to get there. And so if you stick around, it can be a very lucrative career. We talked about time earlier in our earlier segment about how we can have more personal time for ourselves. So this business, if you run it right, you can have, I don't feel like I've found this yet, but some advisors have done very good at getting more personal time and not working 40 hours a week. Or I've been always jealous of the advisors who go golfing and make money.
Right.
I haven't figured out how to do that yet. I spend most of my time here at our office managing our employees and spending face time with clients and talking to them about how to make better decisions with their investments. But folks, I want to point out this. Many of you are listening. You're wondering, you know, what do I need in a financial advisor? So sure, having a CFP, I've been in this business for 32 years. I should have earlier on went and got it. I've never figured out how for that to really help me in my career. It hasn't been something that I felt would help me help my clients make better decisions. However, here's what a CFP does. It shows their commitment to the industry. And so that is a very good thing. It's nice for them to have that. If someone has a CFA, even better, but typically the CFA is something for a portfolio manager. They are usually not client facing. You know, when someone has their CFP, that shows that they're very, very well rounded. They know things about college planning, IRAs, all that stuff. We are much, much more narrow focused here and focused on taxes and retirement income planning here at our practice. So I think the successful advisors have always proven to find their niche and you know, that area of the public that they serve. And we've found ourselves really serving those that are entering into retirement that want to preserve their capital and have tax efficient, durable, consistent income where they can make sure they never run out of income throughout their lifetime. So that's sort of where we found our niche. And so if you're looking for a financial advisor, you know, just a good rule of thumb, make sure they're with a group where someone there has some tenure, at least someone on their team has been in this business. They have seen a down market. So I was reading one time, and folks, it's a great example of our business. And we all know what a Navy SEAL is. They're the most elite fighting force in the armed services. Mm-hmm. But think about this. If we had to go on a mission with a Navy SEAL, do I want the Navy SEAL that just graduated from BUDS and has never seen a gunfight in real life, that has no scars from shrapnel because he's been in the fight, he's seen a few missions, and he knows what's going to happen? Or do I want to go with the team that has blew down a few doors, that admittedly might have some skins and scrapes? There's some scars from some past missions. And so I will say this, admittedly, I have scars. I've been in this business for 32 years. We have helped many people retire. And I've seen what has taken folks out over these 32 years. I've seen how many different things can take out someone from the retirement and really destroy the retirement. So our job is to keep you safe through the mission, to help you with the right choices that's going to guide you through. That way, then you always have that durable, consistent income. And so when it comes to having a financial advisor, we do believe tenure, time in the business, you know, commitment to the business, knowing that you're going to be here. Because listen, folks, your retirement is probably going to take, you know, it's a 10 to 35 year, maybe even 40 year time frame for you to live on that retirement. You need an advisor that is committed to that time and process to be there with you. This is not a transactional business. Those are the old days of stockbrokers. Today, we're in the planning business. We help people plan, show you where you are today. How do we help get you through this? And this is a long-term mission that we need to have the endurance. And we've been on many of these. We've helped many hundreds and hundreds and even thousands of people retire in my lifetime. And I want to help others do that just the same here at Belmont Capital. So folks, if you want to find out how we do that, if you want to learn from those 32 years of experience that I have, starting back at Merrill Lynch in 1992, give us a ring. 704-946-7000. 704-946-7000. We'll build out that one-page retirement income plan for the next five callers. If you've saved over $500,000 or more towards your retirement, we want to sit down with you. We want to help prepare you for that retirement mission. Give us a ring, 704-946-7000. You'll sit down with me personally and one of our fiduciary-based planners that is also a CFP, 704-946-7000.
The team at Belmont Capital Advisors, they live here, they work here, they play here, they know the economy of the area. So when you call Belmont Capital, you're not calling New York, Chicago, LA, and get put on hold to make an appointment 2 weeks from next Thursday. They're going to get you on the calendar to sit down with the team at a time and a place that's convenient for you. The main office, 123 North Main Street, just 10 minutes from the Charlotte Airport, 20 minutes from downtown Charlotte, plus the new office in Cornelius as well. And Joe Pat, nothing wrong with getting that second opinion.
Today is day one, Mark. And, you know, let's just make it that. And today is day one of when you make the decision. I'm going to find out about my retirement. I'm going to put my mission plan together to make sure I'm ready for this. I'm going to avoid the obstacles, and we're going to get a guide that can carry us through, that's been through this battle before. That's what we're doing here. It's what we do every day, working with the hundreds of retirees that we have, that we call clients, that we love very much here at Belmont Capital. So to take advantage of this, folks, and to see if you would be a good fit for our group, 704-946-7000. And I look forward to personally meeting you and talking to you about your one-page retirement income plan.
Today is day one. Make it happen. 704-946-7000. Well, Joe Pat, thank you for the information. Most importantly, thank you for the education this weekend. And if you missed it, we do invite you to check out the Retirement for Living podcast. It is available across all podcast platforms. Just put a search on it, Retirement for Living. We'll be back next weekend. But before we get out of here, Joe Patteroop, let's give you the final word.
Thank you, Mark, and thanks to our great listeners out here in the Carolinas today. This has been Joe Patteroop with Belmont Capital Advisors on our show, Retirement for Living. Folks, don't forget that. It's Retirement for Living. Until next week, same place, same time. Have a wonderful weekend.
Belmont Capital Advisors, Inc. is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Bonus annuities may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, or other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that don't offer a premium bonus feature. Read your contract for restrictions, limitations, or penalties. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Belmont Capital Advisors, Inc., North Carolina license number 1000047399. Investment advisory services are offered through Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.